Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Tweet Trends. This coming Saturday is National Daughters Day, and if you know anything about it, it's basically a day where we celebrate our daughters. And so in an effort to do that, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to bring our daughters on the show today. So I hope you enjoy. Let's get started. I have the wonderful pleasure of having all of the daughters that are like the closest to me in my life right here on the episode. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce them. I'm going to start with the oldest and work our way down to the youngest. So the oldest of the trio would be the beautiful Tiffany. Hello, Tiffany. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
And next in line would be her daughter, the beautiful Aliana. Hello, Aliana. How are you?
Hi.
And then next in line is the youngest in the crew, young Brielle. Hello, Miss Brielle. How are you?
I'm great.
Good to hear. Now, before I introduce the fourth person in the group, let me say that Tiffany and Brielle are our oldest and youngest daughters, and then Aliana is Tiffany's daughter, and the man that pulls it all together, I have him here as well, Winston. Hey there, hon, how are you?
I'm well, dear. I am magnificent as always, and all of those names work. You can call me what you want. Just call me.
Aw. Ladies, you hear that. He's trying to send out a message. He wants you to call him. When you didn't necessarily grow up with any sisters, so I can imagine having daughters and going through the whole process of, you know, from infant to toddler, school age, preteen, teen years, and so forth, that was probably a little bit different for you to have to help a daughter navigate.
Well, so although there weren't biological sisters, you know, I got two, grew up in that time period, you know, becoming aware of two half-sisters at the age of 10, but not really reacquainting with them until age 25. But what I did have was I had Miriam, I had Shonda, who are cousins that were like sisters. So in that grow up time period, then they were effectively my sisters as we all went and did just about everything together. What I'll tell you is that when you become of age and you're aware that you're having these daughters and whatnot, and you just reflect on your own journey through being a little boy and young man and what that's about, it was really cool that I actually had, you know, eight aunts, my grandmother, you know, my grand aunt Juanita, my grandmother's friend, Miss Annie. Like, so I had a lot of female role models, so it was real easy to kind of see what those ladies represented and how they were. So at that point, it was not so much a challenge, but just more of that quest to make sure that Tiffany had that foundation of what it takes to be a lady and to not, you know, deal with and tolerate any nonsense. Aside from that, seeing society and some of the things we've talked about today, where they'll say, oh, we're working on closing the gap in pay, you know, equity between men and women. And that just doesn't work for me, right? Because that means, one, you're working on it. Two, you're trying to close a gap that you recognize instead of eliminating the gap. So why do we have to do that, right? If you look at a military-type system, pay scale, your pay grade, man or woman, this is what you get, right? So I don't understand why in society, you know, and me being a girl dad, that my daughters, my wife, don't just automatically get equal pay, that we have to work on closing the gap. Like, that just doesn't work for me. In addition to that, right, knowing how I treated people coming up, that ultimately what you want is to be treated fair. Tiffany, Aliana, Brielle, what you guys don't know, and Yvette has known for some time, when I got to the point to where I was getting ready to ask for Yvette's dad's blessing to marry her, we had a great conversation, talked about a lot of things. And then what he did is just we sat, you know, next to each other, and, you know, he had his thoughts and ideas, and he told me what he thought of me. But when it came down to it, he said, hey, whatever happens, if things don't go well or whatever case, the only thing I ask is don't lay hands on my daughter, right? And so that was something that I knew I would never do. But the fact that it was important for him to articulate that was key, because that's ultimately, you know, as a father, that's what we want. We want the best for you guys, right? We want nothing but the best and everything to be great. But then when it comes down to it, it's like whoever you choose is going to be your choice. And because I love you, I'm going to work on, you know, caring for them and loving them. But when it comes down to it, just don't put your hands on my child. You know, walk away, go away, whatever you need to do. And that's ultimately what I carry with me when I'm always, you know, when I'm away from them, is are they safe? Are they going to be okay? And have that mindset. So I got a question. So as a dad, the dads always want to provide, sit up please. Always want to provide and take care of things. What do daughters need from their dads? So that's for all four of you. What do you need from your dad?
Attention.
Attention.
Yeah, amen.
Good, because what?
Right, so Aliana says attention.
Well, hold on. She was going to say some more.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And because my brother always gets attention because I guess he's a boy. And yeah.
I'd say love. More love. Lots of love. Thousands of love.
Okay, next.
Oh, is that me? Well, I feel like we're all given like a word, but that's what's making this challenging. But
you don't have to.
Like, you are an example. So if nothing else, you're showing a very huge part of the world to us. As a daughter, you are showing what a friend can be in a man, and what, you know, a leader can be, what a just, you know, the whole like companionship, but also a father for our children, or a mate, or, you know, and partner, or, you know, just anything. It's showing us how half of the world, or half of the population, may think as a man and do as a man, and what should be expected. So that example, I would say, in addition to attention and love, is really important.
So I have to piggyback on what everybody said. Definitely attention. I needed words of affirmation. And maybe because that's one of my love languages, I needed my dad to tell me that I was pretty, I'm smart. I needed my dad to say all of those things. Contrary to popular belief, I was like not the popular girl. So I did not get a whole lot of kind words from guys. So it's like the fact that I was getting that, I was being fed that at home, then I was like, I didn't need it out and about. You'll hear people say that boys need their fathers in their life. And it's like, yeah, that's true. But daughters need them too, because there's a lot that a girl could benefit from having her dad in her life.
All right. I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of this interview. If you want to be in on the entire interview, though, what you need to do is head over to my YouTube page. Look me up at Hey Yvette. That's at H-E-Y-E-V-E-T-T-E. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends and you'll find it right there. And if you don't see it immediately, give it a little bit of time. But I promise it'll be there. Okay. I hope you enjoy the video. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And I hope you will go out and do something awesome either for or with your daughters this weekend. Or maybe you don't have daughters. If you know a female, she's somebody's daughter. Go celebrate them. Okay. Have a great weekend and I'll see you back here again on Tuesday.